Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Frozen Woman, written by John Michelet and read by Sean Barrett. What was your first reaction when you found her, Tigerson? Streebolt asks. Wilhelm Tigerson doesn't answer. He has his eyes fixed on a point behind Streebolt, who observes the distracted look on Tigerson's face and repeats the question in a sharper tone. How did you react when you found the frozen body of the dead woman?
There's a woman trying to get in,
Tigerson says, pointing with the stem of his pipe to the point he has been staring at. Streebolt wriggles on the leather sofa and catches sight of Vorga. She is standing on the glass veranda and fumbling with the handle of the door to Tigerson's living room come office. The low sun in the middle of the day, which is the 2nd in February, a Friday, causes the frost patterns on the veranda window to glitter. Through the windows of the large log house in Bestum, the light angles in, giving the burlap wallpaper a warm glow, and is reflected by the golden letters on the spine of Norway's Laws and other books on the shelves, causing the wisps of pipe smoke to become visible.
It's not locked, but it's awkward, Tigerson says, getting up and walking to the door.
Streebolt struggles to deal with the unreality of the situation. He is sitting here on official business in the home of a man whose son he had thought had long since said. A murky legend who, it transpires, is a living legend. Tigerson has a slight limp. His ponytail, which makes him look like an old hippie, swings back and forth. It doesn't go with the Italian-tailored charcoal suit which Tigerson is wearing, and definitely not the white shirt and grey-striped silk tie which matches the man's hair almost too perfectly. To Streebolt, it is unimaginable that Tigerson should comb his mane into a ponytail and wear a fashionable suit on a daily basis. He had expected a scruffier turnout. Leaving to meet Tigerson, he had assumed he would be confronted by a wreck, a shipwrecked mariner washed ashore on the Sea of Life. Streebolt makes a note on his pad lying on the coffee table. T has tarted himself up for us.